Welcome to our next big part in compiler construction, which is another of the phases of the analysis part of a compiler, and that is the syntactic analysis. So just a short repetition of what that's all about. So now that we have left the scanner part, we can rely on our previous component to produce for us a so-called token stream that now needs to be analyzed for its hierarchical structure, which we want to then implement as a syntax tree. A component that performs this task for us, we call as a so-called parser. So the parser takes streams of tokens as input, or a stream of tokens as input, and produces a syntax tree out of that. The units that are created for the syntax tree are essentially units that add structure to this stream of tokens, and there's several levels of such structural tokens that are used in order to build up the syntax tree. And you might even have met a few of these concepts already when you learned about programming languages. So typical syntactical units could be, for example, expressions. So typical arithmetic expressions like 1 plus a or something like that is an expression, or you might even have a function call as an expression. So these are typical units that that are of type expressions. Then there's statements. So there's a lot of languages out there that are statement-driven. Those are then units that usually in C-like languages you find to be terminated with a semicolon, and they then each of them constitute a statement or some kind of, well, instruction to be executed, and after its execution the system falls back to some kind of standard state, like nothing on the stack except for the standard local variables and such. So this is what statements are. What are typical statements? Well, there is the expression statements that usually consist of a assignment, but maybe something completely different from that. There's things like if branches or while loops or anything. So these are typical statements. Yeah, as I've now you see, there's also a typical example of a statement already given here, which is a conditional branch or, well, while loops, for loops, whatever. So those are on a different level than the statements are. So conditional branches or while loops or something are concrete statements, so to say. So there's two things to keep in mind. So for one thing, you have this concept of introducing hierarchical structure by larger units that consist of other units, and there and yeah, so you get several levels of syntactical units in the program. Again, if you have developed one parser, you might have done that manually. If you've done that for a second language, you might have also done that manually, but you get bored quite quickly, and still the work is quite error prone. So this is a typical task, again, for a software component not to be written manually, but instead to be generated. So as we have seen by the scanner, we will usually not write our own scanner, at least when we do our first implementation for a language, but instead we will use some kind of generator. Same thing goes for the parser. You usually don't immediately start off writing a parser manually, but you will rather use a generator for the parser at first hand, and then generate this component for you in a manner that it fits to the scanner that you have also usually generated. So in such cases, what you need is some way of specifying how a parser looks like. And then on the other hand, if you look at the generator and what it has to do, you need some way of representing the final parser in some way. And since we're talking about things like hierarchical structures and all that, this is usually a good task for what context-free grammars usually give you. So context-free grammars are a nice humanly readable way of specifying how hierarchical structure in a program might look like. So this gives us a format for specifying what a generator should generate in terms of the logic inside the parser. And on the other hand, we know from theoretical computer science that context-free grammars are somewhat equivalent to push-down automata in terms of their semantics. So push-down automata are, again, automata. Automata are usually concepts that are quite close to what real machines do. So this is usually not so far off from an actual real executable program. So a pushdown automaton would be like a nice format for whatever the generator generates out of my context-free grammar. And again, same as we have seen for the scanner, there's usually a little bit of an overhead added to the automaton concept in order to fulfill all the needs that we have for such a thing. And yeah, that is what we're gonna do for the next few lessons.